Thank you for tuning in to today's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Wells, Ohio. Today's homily was given by Father Scott Woods, pastor here at St. Jerome, on December 25th, 2022, Midnight Mass. Now here is Father Scott.
The 1990s sitcom Seinfeld introduced the world to an alternative holiday observed annually on December 23rd, known as Festivus. It came about, Frank Costanza explains, when he went to buy a doll for his son and reached for the last one in stock, just as another man reached for it also. They fought for the doll, and the doll was destroyed in the conflict. And then Frank realized there had to be another way, a new holiday, a Festivus for the rest of us, marked by an unadorned aluminum pole, since tinsel is distracting, and the airing of grievances amongst family members over dinner. Maybe that'll happen tomorrow as well for us. Followed by feats of strength. Now, with the snow, bluster, and chill ushered in by Winter Storm Elliot these last several hours, there was good reason for Festivus this year. Frank was right, brothers and sisters. There is a better way, though not quite as he imagined it. Festivus was born of the commercialization of Christmas, the perceived need to make everything perfect, even to the detriment of our mental and physical health, as we cut people off on streets and in parking lots in search of the perfect gift, as we grow impatient in long grocery lines for the perfect Christmas food, like those Christmas potatoes, as we curse winter weather for interfering with our perfect plans. Last night, on Festivus night, as the winter wind howled outside my bedroom window in Rossford, I asked Facebook friends what they longed to hear this Christmas in the homily. Any one of them could have given this homily based upon their wonderful insights. Their advice all echoed that of Frank Costanza. There has to be another way. And there is, sisters and brothers. This Christmas, we remember and worship a God who comes to us in love because of who we are, not because of what we have or what we've done, good or bad. This Christmas, we remember and worship a God who brings hope to our hopelessness as he enters the chaos of our world, vests himself in our broken humanity, and thoroughly redeems it through his life, death, and resurrection. This Christmas, we remember and worship a God who is Prince of Peace, who even offered his gift of peace to his closest friends, who ran off and left him alone in his passion, and who suffers now with the victims of violence on streets not far from here and in distant places like Bakhmut, Ukraine. This Christmas, we remember and worship a God who encountered people as they were, rather than condemning them, inviting them to a more authentic and meaningful life, drawing people together as his brothers and sisters rather than dividing and excluding and isolating them into false identities such as Democrat and Republican. This Christmas, we remember and worship a God who is so giving that he held nothing back from his naughty children that first Christmas night, so that death might become a transition to fullness of life rather than the end of life it had been until Christ came. This Christmas, we remember and worship a God who was laid in a manger, a feeding trough, so that we can receive him from the arms of his blessed mother, from this altar, as he nourishes us at every moment of our lives, if only we let him. This Christmas, we remember and worship a God who comes to us in our time and draws us into his time, inviting us to trust in him, to wait in joyful hope, and to open the eyes of our hearts to his blessed presence where we least expect to find him, including in the tragedy and losses we endure, as so many of us have in the past year. This Christmas, we remember a God who comes to us as gift, freely given to us in our need and with no strings attached, who simply invites us to participate in extending his love to others through our words and our actions. Yes, sisters and brothers, Frank Costanza was right. There had to be another way. And it's the one who is the way, the truth, and the life. May our remembrance this Christmas night lead us to true worship. And may our worship lead us to true discipleship this Christmas and every day of our lives.